Okay, welcome one, welcome all.
Welcome. Dude, why am I... And every single time we start, I'm like...
Bring some high energy, yeah. Dude!
It's like I start at like ground, below ground zero.
Below ground zero.
I was in the basement, yeah. Yeah. I'm in the basement of ground... I didn't even know anything happened. Is that twin... That's probably a bad reference, whatever.
Yeah, we'll just let it slide.
Been listening to a lot of...
I hope this isn't the listener's first time listening to the podcast. No. We don't make a lot of September 11th references.
No.
That's probably our second...
Yes,
because I want to say we've probably made one before in the past.
Probably, but definitely not as much as Pete. I'm listening to a lot of Pete. That's probably why
Pete Davidson can.
Oh, yeah, because his dad.
Yeah,
but
his dad died in there. Anyway, yeah. Why are we on this horrible topic? Make a short story long.
Make a short story long.
Welcome, welcome.
It's what
welcome.
We do best.
It's really, truly one of our only talents.
Mm-hmm.
I've
always been told I'm a good story. Like, I can tell a... Like, my friends are always like, Amanda, you tell my mom what happened.
Because you're a good storyteller, also, and you're gonna drag it out with unnecessary details.
And I'm good with moms. And dads.
Moms what about dads. Uncles?
Oh, actually, yeah. Uncles, aunts, all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the person that I'm...
trying to connect with?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do you.
Or dogs.
Or dogs, yeah.
Big dog... little big dog person.
Oh, and Farley making his appearance as always.
Your dog is a fox. Alina's dog is half fox, and no one told her. Like, it's not, it's half dog, but the other half is not dog.
Farley. Oh my gosh, look at that smile.
It's like a little chinchilla.
Oh my gosh.
A chupacabra. What is a
chupacabra?
Yeah. Is that?
Nah, that's definitely not what he is.
What's a chupacabra?
I have no idea what a chupacabra is.
It's
Spanish, like an expired
thing.
Animal. Extinct.
I think they run with the skinwalkers.
Ew.
I think I learned about that in Spanish. My second year of Spanish one.
Why were they talking about chupacabras in your Spanish class?
Because it was everyone's second year of Spanish one. So that was the crowd I was...
Okay.
That was the crowd I was with.
That's my kind of crowd.
Yeah.
A Spanish one. High school Spanish one crowd.
Round two.
Their second
round. We
all
failed Spanish one. And we're back. One of them was actually Jenny. Fluent Spanish.
Why was she there?
You know? I don't know. She's always painting. She was doing homework from another class. High school.
That's high school.
Yep.
High school was just one continuous round of, let me do the homework for the next class in this current
class.
In
the hallway.
Yeah.
On the lockers.
First period, you did it right before.
The handwriting.
You had to choose
like
an easy class for first period.
Yep.
Because that's when you were just
holes in the papers because pens were put like...
Oh, yeah. Cram Central.
Mm-hmm.
So... My article today is one I actually read today during work.
Okay.
If my boss is listening, I took a short lunch break to read it. So. But it was published today in the New York Times, and it's called Me and My Whistleblower.
Is it a romantic story?
Kind of.
Okay.
In a roundabout way.
That sounds...
The subtitle for it is... Again and again, one man has taken
blow
his trove
my whistle,
of...
whistle, baby. Do you remember that song?
No.
Oh.
Can you...
Went over my head.
Is that the melody for it, too?
Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, let me know.
No.
So obvious. Didn't know what was going on in the song.
They were whistleblowers.
That's what a T-Pain, who was it?
Me thinking the songs about Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
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 You blow my whistle, Edward.
Yep.
Love it.
Just put your lips... Okay, yeah, we're not going to sing that song. Okay, keep going.
I'm amazed at all the lyrics you have memorized of the whistleblower song.
You know, they're pretty simple.
That's true.
Anyways.
But you know me, I'm horrible with lyrics.
Actually, I was thinking about that literally on my drive over here.
About how bad I am with lyrics?
Well, no, I was thinking like going through songs and then pausing it and being like, what's the next line? There's like TV game shows for this.
Right.
But I would like for songs that we listened to back in high school.
So bad.
I had half the words wrong, but I'm passionately singing them and I'm like, there's no way.
Okay. Side note.
Okay.
Choose what's a common, I'm going to find a popular song.
I'm going to live in.
And then we're going to pause it.
Okay. Do you want to look through mine? I have a ton of popular old stuff.
Yeah, that's perfect. You find me a song. We'll play just a short sampling
of
it.
You pick one that you know, and then I'll go to a random part, and then I'll pause it.
Okay, okay.
Do you know
any
of those?
Let's see. Not any that I...
The down at the very bottom, you'll know. There's not many on there.
Okay, okay.
I need to get back on Spotify. Apple Music confuses me so bad.
Okay, crazy Gnarls Barkley. Theoretically, I should know all those lines.
Okay.
So this could be a good one.
Okay. Okay. Want to find a section?
And then play a little bit and then pause it. Okay. Is that the last bit? Who do you?
Wait, hold on. Let me play it because that's a different verse.
Since I was little, almost lost my mind. It's something about this crazy time. And everybody now has lost their minds.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Oh. Nope.
And I can die when I'm done. I kind of got it.
Yeah. Do you want to do one for me?
Yeah, I'd love to do one for you.
Okay.
Ever since I was little, because I think you're crazy. Do you remember the first time you ever saw how Gnarls Barkley was spelled? You're like, what? That's gnarly.
Sing for the Moment or the Real Slim Shady. Or any of them. Just pick any of them because it's my phone.
Okay, how do I...
At the bottom, you can pause it. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach. Or let alone stand me. I don't even know what's
going on. Okay, let's see. Let alone stand me. What's Slim? Oh! Okay, well, do you know the rest?
No, because I don't even know what part it's at, really.
Okay, I'll be playing you more of a different thing. I just shit it better than 90% of you rappers out, kid.
Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like volumes, it's funny. I know the context of what he says next.
I know the context of what he says next.
Nobody says what they're thinking, but I do. And in your parents' bedroom. And I don't know. There's an F word in there.
Okay, we'll wrap it up with this song. This is one that you and I really like, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Me and Alina, we did internships in high school,
mm-hmm.
and we did both of ours at like a wedding reception place. Mm-hmm. Different wedding reception venues. Once again, the story's getting too long. It's not. Anyways, that is the most commonly wedding?
Most common song.
Wedding played, whatever. September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go into like the break room and we would just
go crazy.
Jam.
We pretty much spent like our high school weekends just going to strangers' weddings.
Oh, pretty much?
Okay. We spent our high school
weekends. I think we spent a whole summer going to Italian weddings.
If we weren't working, we would go crash weddings.
And then we also started a trend of floating down our local river.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't really call it a river. Sewer stream.
Yeah, sewer. Gutter.
Gutter.
We would float down the gutters.
Yeah. It was a gutter. All right, so I'm going to play September, and I'm going to skip to a little bit of a...
Dude, I should know this.
Well. Hands in the city.
Falling, see through. Oh my gosh, dude. I should know this.
See you, not see through.
Love and
remember.
Move our kids to say today. Why are you?
No.
No. I don't think I said any words.
We didn't get anything right. My goodness.
You know when you watch those videos on YouTube where it's like, what French sounds like?
Yeah.
It's like, what English sounds like?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm singing is words that aren't real.
Words aren't real, but it sounds
but it's like that's English.
Speaking in English.
Yeah.
I agree. Oh, wow.
I'm still scared to swallow gum.
No, please don't swallow gum. I am not a fan because I saw a Rugrats episode once where a guy swallowed a watermelon seed.
And they put the thing down his throat and they had to turn little.
Yep, they had to turn little. And I think every kid should have to watch that Rugrats episode so that they learn to spit instead of swallow seeds.
Okay.
Anyway, back to my article. So, this is a really great article, New York Times by David Enrich. And it is a very fascinating story of how this failed rock star became a whistleblower for some of the biggest scandals of modern day. Are you ready?
Snowden?
It's not Snowden. So the guy's name is Van Broxmet. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but from here on out, that's going to be the pronunciation of his name. Van Brocksmith. And
Vandy.
He was born in Ukraine and immigrated here, and his parents divorced. He moved with his dad, but he got, at like 6 years old, he was put in the foster system. And his mom remarried, and at 9 years old, she and her new husband pulled him out of the foster system.
Oh, so she was waiting for, like, to get married?
Really know okay. why it took 3 years, but it did. But her new husband was like an up-and-coming banker, and he became his stepdad. And the kid was always troubled, but he, you know, like did his best, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's Van's dad. Flash forward, Van's late stepfather Bill was an executive.
Wait, late stepfather? Is he dead?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He died. Actually, this is a little sensitive. He killed himself.
Was he doing fraud stuff?
Sorry,
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, so he was an executive at Deutsche Bank.
Oh, keep going.
Okay. So,
my dad used to do stuff with that bank, I think.
So,
Deutsche Bank, that's in,
it means everywhere.
Yeah.
But they have their American.
But it's like bank. A world, like, yeah. My dad was always on the phone. You know, he's always on the phone with people that I don't. But that word Deutsche Bank, when you said that, it was like a flashback to me in my car, my dad saying Deutsche Bank on the phone.
So when his dad dies, he accesses his computer and finds...
Stepdad?
Yeah, stepdad. When Bill dies, Van accesses his computer and finds just floods of documents that implement Deutsche Bank, which authorities already thought like there was fraud going on at this bank, but they didn't have proof yet. But he gets all these documents.
What's his name again?
Van Brocksmith.
Okay, I just need a photo.
Oh, here's a photo.
Is that the dad or the whistleblower?
No, that's Van.
Oh, of course his name's Van.
Yeah. So he gets all of these. He has all of these documents, and
I can't remember this.
It's really fascinating. So he has all of these documents. He's not really sure what to do, but eventually you'll find he. Like, years later, he plays a major role in not only the Deutsche Bank stuff, but in a whistleblower for North Korea and the Intelligence Committee's investigation of the president. So, the ongoing investigation. And this man, I want to remind you, is just this guy who, he's a drug addict. He, had a rock band called, it's like what's his rock band? Bikini Robot Army. It's a failed rock band, but that's pretty much all he did. Like,
you know what? If I was in the first meeting, I could have told them I could have told them that they were gonna fail.
Bikini Robot Army, hear me out. This is actually a link to their Spotify. I don't know if we want to play a little bit of Bikini Robot Army, but. Sure, I'll play a little bit of Bikini Robot Army. You're just too good to be true. Wait, this is a cover. Let me find a different one.
He's like, no, we wrote it. We wrote that one.
This one's called Meet Me in the Hotel Bathroom. Oh! Oh! I can't even get 20 seconds in. Sorry. So that's Van. He bounced between, like, rehab facilities. He's been trying to, like, he has an opioid addiction. He's not a perfect person. Like, he definitely has his problems. But the interesting thing about this is that the guy who's writing this article says, like, we often wish that our whistleblowers were, like, perfect people and valuable people, but, like, that's just not the case. So it's kind of interesting. He says it better and like more beautifully and stuff, but
yeah, it's hard because like I understand both sides of that where it's like I definitely am a whistleblower, like in terms of like I don't care, like
that's not what a whistle do you know what a whistleblower does?
Not like the Flo Rida one. No, but like I'm saying like I will, like I'm totally fine with like outing stuff, but like I never think, I always am like no one's gonna believe me, like. But then it's at the same time, the person who does the right thing they're not going to go out of their way to ruin their life to, like, whistle blow.
Right. So this is kind of the interesting thing is, like, the person was, like, the article goes into why, what makes a person crave the attention of journalists? Like, why would he want to get himself into all of this stuff? Because, like, he wouldn't even, like, give the FBI some of these papers without the FBI being like, okay, you can be a consultant. Like, he really wanted that attention. And so it goes into, like, his childhood and, like, the lack of attention he had daddy growing issues. Up. Mm-hmm.
Or two dads. I feel like that would cause daddy issues, having two dads. Because then it's like...
Well, I don't think his real dad was around much.
Where is...
But when his father died and he, like, his stepfather, but that's, like, and for all intents and purposes, the father that raised him.
Yeah.
And he came into possession of these documents, he finally had an opportunity to make the world pay attention and, like, feel important. And so, like, yes, the information he has is great information and stuff that they needed to take down large corporations, but it came from a very infallible messenger, which is kind of interesting. So after his initial leak to this New York Times journalist in the summer of 2014, he started to seek out other big stories. And you'll remember later that year was the big Sony hack, where they were going to release that movie with James Franco. Oh,
I love that movie.
You saw it? What's it called?
So funny.
The Interview?
Yeah.
No, is that what it's called?
Yeah, so I was still in college. Yeah,
what's it called, though?
It's called The Interview.
It is, okay.
Because I was like, that's stupid, they shouldn't release it, that's dumb. And then I saw it, and I was like, this is, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, so you remember how, like, they got those North Korea-linked hackers.
Yeah.
And they called themselves the Guardians of Peace. And they hacked all of Sony because Sony released that video.
Mm-hmm.
So Van, he followed, like, a breadcrumb link of trails, and he found an email address for the Guardians of Peace. And he just emailed them and said, I'm interested in joining your GOP, Guardians of Peace, but I'm afraid my computer skills are sophomoric, spelling error on his end, at best. If I can help in any other facility, please let me know.
Sounds like my email to Snapchat about my freaking snowman emoji.
Well, the thing is, he didn't even think the hackers would reply, but they sent him an email with a primer on how to access the stolen materials that they had hacked.
What?
So, yeah, I'm not even kidding you. This is just the craziest story.
So then some guy's just like, hey, can I be in on this?
Yeah, and then you're just like, sure. So then they send him, like, hundreds of gigabytes for him to, like, download and sift through. And he emails back and he goes, hey, you guys ever thought about going after Deutsche Bank or Bank? Tons of evidence on their servers of worldwide fraud. And then the hackers didn't respond.
That's so funny.
But, like, so then he goes through all this Sony stuff and he makes a Twitter account where he just, like, posts some of the embarrassing findings, like Brad Pitt freaking out about the edit of Fury, or who will direct a remake of Cleopatra.
I don't know.
Which I didn't even know there was a first Cleopatra movie, so.
I don't even know who Brad Pitt is. Just
kidding. Brad Pitt who?
Oh, the one in the Cinderella story? Just kidding.
So then, they do look a lot alike.
I know, I thought they
were. Chad Michael Murray and Brad Pitt.
Young Amanda thought it was the same person.
Honestly, I think young Alina thought the same thing. So then Sony, like, tells Twitter they need to shut down this guy's account. By the way, I looked at the tweets, and they only got, like, 12 likes. It's not like these were going viral, so I don't really know why Sony was, like, throwing a fit.
Yeah, I know,
You know? I feel like they had, like, if bigger someone, fish to fry.
Exactly. Some of these, like, Twitter accounts, it's, like, they have one like, and it's, like, themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, they're still an egg.
Yeah.
You know?
They have no photos.
No photos.
All the links are dead. It's just not.
It's, like, if I saw that, I wouldn't even trust that the guy was sending me real Sony information. Yeah. So, whatever.
I feel like this is a fake account.
So then Sony starts threatening this random musician, like, you better take this down or you'll be responsible for, like, all the damages this causes. But he doesn't take it down. And he really liked the idea that he was, like he had played a role in exposing, like, Sony and stuff.
Like, that's what gets him excited?
Yeah, like, that's what gets him off. And, like,
oh, that's...
So once he got that, he was like, well, back to these Deutsche files that I have. And there was tons of stuff, like board meetings, financial plans, indecipherable spreadsheets, password-protected presentations.
Meanwhile, what's this guy's day job?
He doesn't have one.
I don't think so.
He's a failed rock star. And he gets money from his mom.
Yeah. That's what... I think that they need to cut him off. It's like Rob Kardashian, you know? Like, he needs to go out and get his... Oh, we're not
doing It's funny, because his therapist actually... Mr. Meltzer is his therapist name. Which is funny, because that's when people, like, misspell our name on mail, like spam mail, they'll spell it as Meltzer.
Oh, that's so funny.
So we get a lot of Meltzer mail. But that's anyway, funny. His therapist persuaded his mom to increase her son's monthly stipend from $300 to $2,500.
Wait, increase his monthly stipend?
Yeah, because his mom was, like, giving him a monthly stipend.
Of $300?
Yeah. And then his therapist was like, increase it to $2,500 because he's trying to figure out stuff about his father and why he, like, why he hanged
$300 himself. Is, like, not even...
I know. I don't even know why he was getting a mere
$300. Yeah. I thought, like, if...
Because it was, like, dad was... like, his parents were definitely loaded. Like, his dad was an executive at Deutsche Bank. Yeah, that seems so weird.
I'd be like, stop, give me $300. Give me this or nothing. Like...
Yeah.
Give me 20... Like...
So then he finds out... So then he figures out how to hack into his mom's Gmail. And there he finds, like, even more details.
So his mom was involved.
Not really, but, like, on accident. They had, like, sent, like, his dad had, like, forwarded some stuff, and it was so his internet email. Yeah. And he was able to figure out his mom's credit card number from hacking into her email. So then he, like, bought, like, flights to Paris and luxury hotels and kind of went on, like, a shopping spree until she caught him. And
it sounds like a failed version of Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah. With a less hot,
with, like, Leonardo somebody who really DiCaprio. Wants attention. So it's like that keeps getting in the way.
Yeah, he super wants attention, so it's kind of hard to, like, do it. Okay, and this is where it gets really weird.
Okay.
So, at one point, has dinner with Moby.
Who's that? Moby Dick?
No. Do you remember Moby, like, he was like...
Pony 2012.
Moby! Moby 2020.
Moby!
He's, like, that electric music, like, he does... Like, every modern dance was always done to a Moby song. You're gonna know it. I'm gonna play a Moby song.
I know.
Like, every... In middle school, when we had to do contemporary dances, mm-hmm. you know?
They sound similar, so let me...
My MySpace profile... Remember on MySpace when you could choose a song to play mm-hmm. when people start... Mine was a Moby song.
Mine was Dreaming With a Broken Heart.
Mine was Flower B-Sides. See? This is Moby. You're gonna recognize it. Green salad up, a green salad down. He's bald. This is, like, every... Just wait for it to get in the chorus.
Oh, he did a song with ASAP Rocky.
I'm just telling you, so he's, like, he has a lot of...
I don't even know ASAP Rocky either, so I don't think I know.
I only know from Kardashians, but anyway. At one point, he has dinner with Moby, which is just crazy. I'm like, how did he get, like... Where did he find Moby? So Moby is then involved in this stuff too, because Moby introduces him to a friend that he has, and so then he starts exposing more Deutsche Bank stuff because of Moby, and that's just, like, crazy to me.
That's crazy. This is Moby's album.
I'm just like,
that's so weird. So Moby's involved.
So Moby's involved.
Did they meet because they're musicians? He was like, I want to do a collab with you.
I have a hard time believing. It just says that he moved... So he, Van, moves to L.A. because he wants to get some Hollywood interest in making a movie of his life story.
He doesn't really have a story.
Well, his story is actually pretty sick. That, like, somehow this failed musician has ended up at the front of, like, three major scandals. And he's a whistleblower.
Oh.
It's pretty interesting.
All he did was, like,
get on Twitter. And he's just a weird character. But anyway, so he moves to LA because he wants that. And a producer invites him to a dinner party. Moby was one of the guests. And he was impressed by Van's exploits and existential sadness that Moby arranges an introduction to his friend, Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Which, by the way, is like, why is Moby friends with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee? This goes all the way to the top.
Yeah. Well, like...
Moby's in the Illuminati.
Politicians and famous people have been getting too mingled.
But it's just Moby. Like, it's just so weird. Why Moby? Heard Moby?
I feel like the Kardashians, like, her going to the president makes sense. I'm like, that's... Honestly, at this point, like, that makes sense.
But Moby...
So, where's Moby from?
I don't know where Moby's from. He's been around for ages. He's like...
I can't tell his race. He's, like, he's really bald.
He's definitely white. He's just a white, bald man who makes electronic music. very famously. Movie
life. You just like pop one out on a freaking iMovie, or what is it called? GarageBand.
GarageBand.
15 minutes in the morning, and you're like, that's my. So, Moby and Van are friends with.
I don't know if they're buddy buddies, but Moby introduces Van to Mr. Schiff, who.
Adam Schiff.
The Adam Schiff. Who's like, well, I want to get these Deutsche Bank files. And then Van was like, well, I want money. And they're like, that's not how whistleblowing works. So then they had to subpoena the documents because they weren't going to be blackmailed for this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's so fascinating. And then he's also meeting with the FBI, which is different than the House Intelligence Committee, and the FBI for a different thing. And in order for
the FBI is private, isn't it? It's more
federal,
private, but more so than, like, you can hire the FBI, right?
Can you? I don't know if you can.
Because, like, with Epstein, that whole thing, the FBI went to...
FBI.
That was, like, a private thing. It was, like, a separate... Wasn't it?
No, they were... What do you mean that it's private?
Like, you don't have to, like... Because when stuff happens in, like, the government, don't you have to, like, tell the people?
But this is still an issue. Like, it's not just within the government. It's also... Oh, you mean, like, the... Do they have to disclose what's going on in an ongoing investigation?
Yeah.
No one has to disclose what's going on in an ongoing investigation.
It's like a relationship. Not until we know what's going on.
Then and only then.
Which is annoying because I'm the person who's like every hour I'm checking on like...
I'm like, what's the pulse of this relationship?
Yeah. Oh, not the relationship. I'm talking about like drama. I'm like, is Khloe going to stay with Tristan?
Gotcha.
I'm doing way too many Kardashian references. Sorry. I mean, that's all I've been watching with Haven. I've been babysitting this dog and that's her favorite show.
How do you know what's her favorite show?
Because she literally jumps on the couch and watches it. I think it's the way it's filmed. Because they're like, Kim today is being such a... But, like, it's their face is right up on the screen. And Haven goes up, loves it. She just stares at the TV. It's the funniest thing.
Did you play her any ASMR? I wonder how she would react.
I don't know. The other day she jumped up to the TV because there was a dog on the TV. And then she realized what she was doing. And she, like, turned around and then got really...
Yeah, that must be so disconcerting when... You as a dog see another dog on the TV.
They don't,
or like a bird, and you want to like hunt it because you have this instinct.
She jumped up and then she realized I'm not allowed to get up on this coffee table, and then she like got back and was like, "What I'm?" Because her instincts, you know, took over.
That's so weird. Dogs,
dude, they're so smart.
But like that, they're not.
They're idiots at the same time.
Like they're smart, but like not in the ways that they understand what a TV is.
Yeah.
Like well, that's why she never loves. Know.
Yeah. And it's just the Kardashians because the way it's filmed, like, it's like they're there, you know?
Anyway, I'm, like, super close to wrapping this up, so just...
Silence.
Silence from here on out. No. So then he also met with the FBI for different stuff. And because this guy wants attention and wants... Like, he doesn't just... He's not, like, a noble whistleblower of, like, oh, I just stumbled upon these documents that are going to help you take down this bad organization. He wants something for himself. He wants attention and money and... From the FBI, he wanted, like, a title, so they promised, they gave him a special advisory title for the investigation.
Did that come with money?
I don't think so, but I don't really know. And they helped procure a visa for his French girlfriend.
Why couldn't he just do it himself?
It's kind of hard to get visas.
I know, but, like, that's what he...
All I meant, if I had a French girlfriend, which, by the way, she's for sure just dating him because...
Oh,
he got her a visa.
Like at that point, it'd be like, I don't know, just buy me. Well, he can't buy your. That's
so
dumb.
Money. Like, I don't know.
He got nothing out of that.
Wee. But I just think the story itself—it was just—it really captured my attention because it was so interesting that like this just literally rando failed rock star has inserted himself into all of these whistleblowing situations. Has gotten a French girlfriend, had dinner with Moby, will most likely have a movie made about his life. And if anything, if Van Brocksmith can do it, we can do it. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And whoever we are. Inspiration.
I will ruin everything. That's what I just...
What do you mean?
Because that's what whistle... Isn't whistleblowing just going and taking down corporations?
Mm. But you have to have... You have to know stuff to take them down.
Dude, I can find stuff out.
All right.
Give me a company. I'll take them down.
I would really like you to take down Walmart.
See, that's where we're gonna... I like Walmart. I'm a Walmart... It's so Kmart went out of business.
You're not gonna whistleblow on Walmart for me?
No, I won't whistleblow on Walmart because sometimes...
Son. If you won't whistleblow on Walmart, I refuse to blow your whistle.
Merch idea. Yeah, I can't do... I know, like, the big corporations, I'm definitely... I'm part of their Ponzi scheme. That's not even the right wording.
But I love it.
I'll blow on Wendy's. I hate Wendy's. I'll take down Wendy's. I'll take down Wendy's and I'll take down Burger King. Let's take down Burger King.
Actually,
the guy's white. It's a white old guy.
The CMO of Burger King is actually really cool, though. So can we find him a different job first?
You know what I thought the best marketing tactic was? And literally the best way to come back from a bad situation was Carl's Jr. Remember when they were doing all that stuff with, like, girls in bikinis and all that mm-hmm. stuff? And then, like, people stopped eating at Carl's Jr. Well, at least I told my mom to. And my mom was like, but Blake wants fries. And then that was all I did. But, like, I tried.
You did your part as a woman.
Yeah. And then I think I probably got a Diet Coke. I don't know. But maybe they serve Pepsi because they're, like, I would expect that. Anyways. But they came back and they had this commercial where the dad came into the warehouse of, like, you know, like, the Carl's Jr. office. And then the son was like, hey, dad. And there was, like, girls in bikinis and he was partying. And then the dad was like, I'm taking this company back, and, like, totally changed it. And it made me think, like, oh, okay, the dad's got a hold of it now. But it was the same guy the whole time. But is that smart?
That is smart. I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. It was the best cover, like, I don't even know what to say, like, comeback or, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they changed
like,
the way.
Like, it's very self-aware of
yes.
them.
Yes. He was like, why are you doing this, son? You're, like, ruining the. And he was, like, laying there with girls in bikinis, and it was, like, funny. Like, mm-hmm. it was lighthearted. And
yeah, because it's poking fun at yeah. their own marketing of girls
but it was
in bikinis.
So cool. Clever. Because I was, like, that was a good way to, like, you know, make a joke and be, like, we messed up. And then the dad's like, I'm taking it back. But it's like the same guy the whole time. You know what I mean? Mm. There's no dad and no son. But in my head, there was.
There's no dad. There's no son. And there's no Holy Spirit.
There's no
Spirit.
Carl. Oh.
The Trinity.
Oh, maybe that's what they meant by Carl's Jr.? Is he supposed to be Carl Jr.? I don't know.
Oh.
Let's look into this.
Because if there's a Carl
Jr.
If there's a Carl's Jr., there has
like,
to be
Carl
a Carl
Sr.
Sr. Oh my gosh.
I want to look into
my mind is blown yeah. like a whistle blew me.
Okay.
Okay, on that note. Yeah, that's pretty much the end of my story. Thank you for listening. And much thanks to the New York Times article that I read during work today. Again, during my lunch break.
No, I didn't.
Anyway.
No one will know.
Do you want to say bye to the peeps?
Until next time.